men that understand the workings of the Holy Ghost have the capacity to change conditions. The capacity to change condition, it's a kingdom entrustment. You can't gain the kingdom if it is not a priority.
Yes, this is the kingdom message. Get ready and fasten your seatbelt as the servant of God, the lead pastor of KDC Love and Mercy Church, Pastor Stephen Enoku, drives us through the mysteries of the Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
So today I want to show us how to structure our vocation and career. Structuring your vocation and career. We are still in the series of structuring your life for progress. Structuring your vocation and career. Isaiah 54 verse 1. Isaiah 54 verse 1 to verse 3. Verse 1 and 2. Isaiah 54. Please let's check it together. It says, "Sing, O barren, you who have not born. Break forth into singing. Cry aloud. You have not labored with child." He said, "For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cord and strengthen your stakes." Tell your neighbor, lengthen your cords. Now let's read this together. Everybody, one, two, loudly. "For you shall expand to the left, to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the" what? Media. "Will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited." Tell your neighbor, spread. That spread is not like spread. Tell your neighbor, spread. So when we talk about career, we are talking about what you do for a significant period of life. The word career means an occupation undertaken for a significant period of a person's life. So write that down, career. I want to talk about career and vocation, and then I'll quickly show you how you can put structures in your career. When you talk about vocation, you are talking about what you are gifted and skilled in doing. So your vocation is what you are gifted and skilled in doing. So when you now decide to do it, it is called a career. Is that okay? So your career path is that part of life that you chose to engage in for a significant period of your life. So that's your career. Glory to God. Glory to God. So say with me, I have a career. So three things I want to explain to us this morning. A vocation, career. Is that okay? Vocation, career. Your vocation is that area of skill, that area of talent and ability. So that's your vocation. So your vocation can be business. Your vocation can be trade. Your vocation can be engineering. Is that okay? When you choose to engage that vocation, it is called a career. So you can pick up career in business. You can pick up career in acting. You can pick up career in baking. You can pick up career in hotel management. You can pick up career in cosmetology if you are passionate about beauty products, creams and all the rest. So you must understand that your career is that area of life you choose to engage in for a significant period. Is that okay? So don't think that it's only those that have a degree that have career. Is that okay? So some career might be a vocation inclined. So as kingdom citizens, we must understand that God created us to occupy the earth. So that's why we are talking about this. Read Genesis 1 verse 28. The Bible says, bring it to us from Amplified. It said, use its vast resources. Use its what? Its vast resources. Amplified. Everybody look up. He said, and God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, using all its what? Vast resources. So tell neighbor, you are a resource. You carry something. So one of the first things I want you to take note of this is this. Please write this down. Write this down. God will never prosper you beyond your willingness to venture. God will never prosper you beyond your willingness to venture. God will never prosper you beyond your willingness to venture. Deuteronomy 28 verse 12. Let's check it. God will never prosper you beyond your willingness to venture. Everybody, let's read it together. One, two, read. The Lord shall open you to his good treasure, the heavens to give you the rain of your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hands. And you shall what? You shall what? You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Now check. It starts with number one. The Lord will open his good treasure. So tell your neighbor, venturing is a good treasure from God. Your voice is not sounding like you are a venturer. Tell your neighbor, venturing is a good treasure from God. The Bible speaking in Malachi 3 verse 11. Let's bring it up, verse 12. Malachi 3 verse 12. Let's check something. He said, okay, let's start from verse 11. Okay, New King James. Maybe we'll start from 9. Go up a little. Okay, go to the next. He said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me in this, says the Lord of hosts. He said, if I will not open for you the windows of what? Of heaven, and command you a blessing. Command you a what? And pour out for you such blessing. Everybody say such blessing. Now take note, the Bible did not say blessings. Blessing. So it's talking about an idea. He's talking about the capacity to do business. He's talking about a venture. Tell neighbor, say venture. I'm not hearing you say venture. It is the blessing. Wait. The blessing of the Lord makes rich. So the blessing of God is what causes the work of your hands to bring wealth to you. So it means God does not bless dull brains. God blesses the head with ideas. Say with me, ideas. So every blessing of God is for venturing. It's for venturing. So ask your neighbor, what are you doing with your hands? Look at your neighbor. Some of us are not doing it the way I want. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, what are you doing with your hand? Oh yeah, respond. Solar panel installation. Glory to God. Maybe I'll meet Mr. Frank to teach me that thing so that I'll be making good money. Because I learned that now to install solar, those are the big boys in town now. Abi? And those people that are selling pepper and tomato, they are the gold now. Your surest route from poverty is to do something with your hand. Your surest route from lack is to do something with your hand. He said, go back to that Deuteronomy 28 verse 12. He said, when I have opened the heavens when I have blessed you, he said, then I will now bless the work of your hands. He said, then you will not be lending to people. If you want to stop urgent 2K, go and do something with your hand. Do something with your hand. Structuring your life for progress requires that you do something with your hand. Jesus, for 30 years, was not idle. He was assisting his father to do carpentry business. I'm sure you know that. He was going with his father to carry nail and hammer and be doing chair for people. So you, with Holy Ghost in your life, you don't want to do anything with your life. Every progress is traceable to the workings of the hands. Because the earth is the Lord's, the heavens is the Lord's, but the earth, as it given to the Son of Man, he said, occupy till I come. Do business till I come. Do business till I come. Engage. We were not created to just be employed. We were created to be deployed. Using the vast resources for the service of mankind. So God will never prosper you until you venture. So tell your neighbor, venture. So there are two categories of ventures. We have two ventures. Number one, we have what we call self-employed. The self-employed. And then number two, we have the paid employed. The paid employed. We have the self-employed. And then we have the paid employed. Now, the difference between the both of them is the administration of their income. So to me, the administration of their income. The income of the self-employed is paid directly to his account. I'm sure you know that. That's why he's his employer. Is that okay? That's why he's his employer. So there are people that are employed by themselves. They are their boss. And then there are people that are employed by who? By others. Please, don't just venture without having a plan and structure. So write that down. Don't venture without having a plan and structure. So let's look at the plan and structure together. Now, what should determine whether you should be self-employed or be paid employed? Now, what should determine whether you are self-employed or paid employed is, I call them the three C's. The three C's. Three C's. What should determine whether you should employ yourself or you should go and look for a job? Because listen, everybody raise your head. Some people not go feel run business. Even if you give them POS, load it with 100,000 naira, after 2 months, they go bankrupt. Am I correct? Why? Because for you to be able to run a venture, you need three things. Number one, you need calling. Number two, you need competence. And then number three, you need capacity. Number one, you need calling. Calling. When you look at career and vocation, there is a calling dimension. Some people are called to do what they are doing. I'm telling you the truth. Some people, they are not just into business because they are poor. It's a calling. God put it in them when they were born. And you see those people, no matter how much you try to pull them down, if you fall their business, they will start again. The business will grow. Am I communicating? Let me show you one. Exodus chapter 31. Bring it up. He said, and the Lord said to Moses, New King James, please. See, I have called by name Bezalel. Did you hear that? I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, the tribe of Judah. Now, see what God now said, verse 3. He said, I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, in all manner of what? Workmanship. To do what now? Check. To design artistic work. So, nobody say, when people they talk about calling, say call. Maybe some people think that it's just call to go and do pastor. Listen, there are people that God calls to be architectural. There are people that God call to set up ventures that will last for 100 years. The gift and callings of God, they are without repentance. There are some people, no matter how much you try to pull them down in business, you can't pull them down. No matter how you try to pull them down in education, if they close down that school, they will open another one. If they close it down, they will open another one. until they open a school that nobody will be able to close. Because it is God that put it there. Why did God put it there? To solve the problem of mankind. To solve the problem of mankind. Some businesses have stood out. Even when other businesses are compromising, they will say they will never what? They will never compromise. See, this is beyond business. This is a calling. Bezalel was anointed by God to wrought craft. The history of architecture, if you're an architectural student, they trace the history of architecture to Bezalel. Because he's the first biblically written architect. God put it in his head to design craft. And he made designs that up till today, architects are studying. May you not miss out in your calling. Some desire you have to do some things, they are not because you are poor. It is God trying to spark what he has put in you. Is God, see, is there. And let me tell you one thing. One thing about people that are called into a certain level of vocation, any other thing they do, they will not succeed. Sometimes we consider them to be perennial failure. I always tell people, when you see somebody that is a perennial failure, call the person out, let him go and pray and ask God. You have done many things. You don't check. The latest business is POS. You do POS. POS key you. You come up from POS. Say the latest one is filling station. You open filling station. Your filling station close. You come again. The latest one is beauty products. Missing of cream. You miss. You miss and miss wrong. People's skin burn. You close. When you don't miss. And life, they always, they miss you. Go back to God and say, God, what have I missed? Ask him. Maybe I'm running away from my calling. There are some people, they will never succeed in any other thing until they go and open farm. God bless you. Go and open farm. You just see, boom. You be like, see all the wealth of life. Just run, go meet them for there. You see, sometimes what you call major breakthrough many times is major obedience. Major response to calling. So when we are talking about calling, it's not really about go and open church or go and start fasting and prayer network. No, sometimes it could be the calling to start a school for young ones. It could also be a call. Now, we're not saying it's a call because of maybe you heard a voice or something and all of those. We are not conflicting it with your call as a believer. We are saying there is an assignment that God wants someone to do. And when he was creating you, he puts the assignment in you to do it. And the moment you respond to it, all the blessings will begin to come. So for you to be able to venture, you must search out the calling. Number two, competence. No go start business where you don't know. The business go fold. Tell your neighbor, competence. I didn't hear you say competence. Not be everybody go fit run business. Some people, their life now just made them go work for office, made them pay their salary. Just go work for office. So when you have now developed competence, after a while, how to manage money, how to manage customers. Because the way some people are, if they go start business now, they go use their mouth for sure their customers. But some of them, God will help them to start from where? A paid job. Say with me, a paid job. But I always believe, this is my belief, I always believe that the end result of God for everyone is for them to be able to run their venture. You can write that down. The end result for everyone, the end point, God's end for everyone is to be able to run their venture. For example, I believe, it's not a must, but I believe that if God has helped you to manage chains of schools for a period of time, he also wants you to also run your own school. I believe. The reason is because there is something you carry inside of you that your world needs. If you have run a particular business for a long time, most people that you see own hotels, they were once hotel boys. Some of them worked in an hotel when they were growing up, and after a while they said, wow, the catering business, the the reservation business is a thriving one, and then they developed competence and they opened their own firm. Whatever you are doing right now, you can be the boss. But it doesn't come by impartation. It comes by competence. And then lastly, capacity. Some people cannot manage more than 2 employees. In fact, some people, not only themselves, they can manage. So imagine if somebody that cannot, we call them, let me tell you this. There are 5 talent people, there are 2 talent people, and there are 1 talent people. You must understand that. Everybody say, according to their several abilities. Are you with me now? If you run, go resign. Say you want to start your own business. Your business may resign you. It's possible. Yes. Because there is a level of capacity you must build to be able to manage people. In business, you manage 3 things. Write them down. In every business, you manage material resources. As a matter of fact, even before material resources, I think the first resource you manage in business is time. Time. Number 2 is material resources. And then number 3, human resources. So if you are the type that is not disciplined with time, you can't manage your own business. That's why you have to go and be working. So that your boss in the office will not teach you how to resume by what? By 7 o'clock. Are you following me now? So if you just run, say, hey, I want to start my business. You just initial gra-gra or poverty push you. You say you want to go start business. You can go after 1 week, you will be resuming 2 o'clock. Stay sharp today. Tomorrow you lock up. Next tomorrow you open up. Other next tomorrow you lock up. You know one thing about business? You say when you don't start, you don't start too. Customer no come in, they say your shop close. They go assume, say, market no day again. By the time they come 2-3 times, another person go collect the customer. Because of your what? Laziness. Are we communicating? Are you following me now? So time what? Time resource. So you build competence around these what? 3. So when you are employed, for example, you employ me in the polytechnic, I'm a staff, you tell me, okay, I come to lecture 8 o'clock, you give me timetable. I can manage that one. Are you following me now? Because not be every day I go, they go class. So I go do my class, I go back, I rest, do other things. But in business, you cannot decide that today you will not open your shop or you will not offer your business. Let's take, for example, you are into hair making. You are into hair making, you are making people's hair. And then somebody calls you that, see, I want you to make my hair, preparing for my maybe introduction, and sends you the money on Tuesday. Will be a down payment, like your company policy. You receive down payment, and let's say the makeup, everything is 50K. And by Tuesday, the person sent you 25K advance, and you are to do the makeup on Friday. So you just wake up, your body do you like this. May you sleep, weather for 2. The cold just come like this. You just tell yourself, say, today, this weather is to sleep. What will you do to the 25K? You will refund it. And the problem is that you will not only refund the 25K, you would have damaged the trust. Because is it that die moment the person wants to start going to look for someone to do the business for him? So what we are trying to say in effect is this. Like Jesus was saying to us in that Luke 14 verse 28, that before you venture, tell anybody, count the cost. So build capacity. He said, you must sit down and first count the cost. Whether he has what? Enough to finish it. So in putting structure, 2 things. Number 1, decide, are you tilted towards paid employment? Start from there. Go and get a job. Is that okay? I know your dream is to own a school, but start by working in a what? In a school. I know your dream is to own a big shop. Start by working in the shop. Go and work as a sales girl. Let them pay you 20,000. Learn the business. You see, one of the reasons we have a lot of young people that are stranded in life is because too many people want to start on their own. And it's risky. First, the capital is a challenge. You went to collect money. You see, one of the things I learned while doing about business, structuring business, is this. It is not advisable for you to start a business with a loan. Loan is not for starting business. Loan is for expanding business. Are we together? Are we together? The reason is because business is like a baby. When you start a business, you just gave birth to a child. You must breastfeed the child. You must nurse the child. So if you collect money loan to start the business, you'll be using the loan to breastfeed the child. And in business, there is something called gestation period. The period where business breaks even. For some business, it can be 6 months, 2 years, sometimes 5 years. That's why you see someone is like all these are Igbo brothers and sisters. God bless them. You can see somebody selling phone and be using Nokia Touch. And you say, why can't he buy and use? Why will he be using? The business has not built itself enough to buy him a phone. Because one of the first principles of business is that the business and you are two different people. The business is his own. You are your own. So the business must survive and now be able to what? Take care of you. So if the business is starting and you are taking care of yourself, the business go die. You just go sell 3 things in your market. Then your uncle can call you, say, my first son wants to do wedding. The assure is 25,000. You just go to your business, who 25,000. By the time you come back from the assure, your business would have been shut down. You now call the uncle to borrow you money to transport back. Is that the kind of life we are to live? No. The business should be taken care of as an entity. So all of this comes with capacity. So what are the capacity? Number one, time. Build time capacity. Number two, managing resources. And then number three, managing people. So what I mean is this. You decide earlier on, can I stand as a self-employed or as an employed person? If you are designed for the corporate environment, suit and tie, go there, let them tie you. Is that okay? Stay there, wear your suit well, collect your salary well, buy your house and live ever after. Don't come and disturb people that are doing business. But if your passion is business, the calling is there, the capacity is there, the competence is there, work for a while and start doing your what? Your business. Is that okay? So how do you put structure? Number one, define the direction. Define the direction. Be sure that it will bring glory to God. Whatever you decide to do, let it be to bring glory to who? To God. My business must bring glory to God. Decide the direction. Is that okay? Decide on what you want to do. Decide. Prayerfully define the direction. Look up. Don't say because hunger is in town, I want to go and start a business. Don't do that. Go to God. The Bible says in all your ways, what? Acknowledge me. Go to God in prayers. Ask him, what are you leading me to do? Are you leading me to start my own business? Or you want me to work? Are you leading me to work for someone? One of the strategies that have helped the Igbo business is the principle of apprenticeship. Work for a while, they release you to start up your own business. Sometimes it can be volunteering. So prayerfully decide the direction. You have an accounting certificate, and right now your passion is in an area, but you can get a job as an accountant. You can prayerfully decide. Get the job. They are paying you salary 50K, 100K. Start from there and prayerfully determine how long you will be there. Are we together? Tell yourself that this job, I'm doing it for so time. So if it is 2 years you want to do it, the moment you start the job, you can decide to start contribution. All this monthly contribution. Or be saving money in a cooperative. So by the time you have saved the money for a while, the 5 years has expired, what do? You launch into your self-employment venture. Never get into something you are not prepared for. It is risky. It takes competence to sustain business, because business interferes with time, people, and materials. And most of them you cannot control. Is that okay? Prayerfully seek for direction. Number two, determine the extent. determine the extent. You want to put structure in your career. We are talking about career now, whether business, employed or self-employed. Determine the extent. In this career, how far do I want to go? Are we here? How far do I want to go? Please, everybody, raise your head. This is very, very important. Let's take, for example, you are venturing into tech. You have passion for tech, IT. One thing about tech and IT is that the more certification you have, the higher you what? You climb. This thing is certification. One of my proteges was telling me about an exam that he would need to take. The exam is over $2,000. If he takes that exam, in fact, companies, especially these database companies in Lagos, will seek for him. So what we are saying is this. Whenever you decide to follow a career path, how far are you going in that path? Because how far you will go should determine what you are putting on the ground now. Are we following? For example, if you know that your end is manufacturing, you want to manufacture soap, you want to manufacture a particular product, as you start, it should be in your mind. If you want to venture into tech, you want to get to this level, this is the height of tech I want to get into, start from there. One thing about God is that whenever I start something, he always sees the what? The end. Are we communicating? As believers, let's not start shabbily. If you are in academics, you start, or you are a student right now, and your desire is to be a lecturer, I expect you to start making effort. There are some people, their desire is to lecture. It's even a calling. For some, it's a calling. So now your desire is to lecture. Have you started the path right? If you want to do lecturing, thank God for the dichotomy. They've eventually slashed that dichotomy. Glory to God. For those of you that are HND holders, the government is doing so well to slash it. I think the circular was just released. Now, HND holders can be employed as graduate assistants and lecturer cadre. That's good news. Celebrate yourself. Lecturers, not be everybody. Okay, you don't want to clap. So if you don't want to be lecturers, those that want to be lecturers, celebrate yourself. Okay, God bless you. So now if you have HND, you don't need to do top up. You can get employed, but you may not need. I don't know how they want to navigate it. But people believe that it will not be so easy to remove that HND discrimination. But if really you want to be a lecturer, what I expect you to do is that the moment you finish your first degree, whether HND or BSc, proceed for your MSc. Just proceed. Because it will be useful. Is that okay? If you come in with MSc, by the time you know 3-4 years, you're already a PhD holder. And there'll be doctor in front of your name. Glory to God. So, what the extent you want to go in a field should be in mind. So, the moment you have determined the extent, the next thing is that start taking training. If it is business you want to do, start taking training. That training might require that, okay, if it is food business, you can decide to go and work in a food vendor place, fast food joint, to learn how to the processes, what they do there, so that you have an insider what? Experience. You don't get experience from your bed. You get experience from training. So tell your neighbor, take training. Another thing is read books under training too. Take training, read books. Read about business. Read about financial management. Glory to God. All the businessmen in the house, glory to God. One of the secrets of business is acquiring properties. If you're into business, acquire properties. Reduce your overhead. That's why you need to learn. One thing about business is this. Reduce your overhead. That's why you notice business people, at a time, they are the one pay rent in the compound, in the place they are selling. After a while, they start thinking of buying their own land. Now, because the moment they do that, they don't pay rent anymore. automatically the overhead of the business what reduces. And one thing about business, the height of business is production. Everybody knows that. The height of business is production. If you really want to get into the resting point of business, you produce. That's what happened to Dangote. That's why it's one of the richest in Africa. He started by selling sugar, selling all those things. From there, he started producing it. Now he's a producer, so he has rested. So the good thing about business is that it has the potential of making you a producer. If you really want to, look at paint. There was a time Bonalos paint was the only paint in town. But today we have honey paint. We have princess paint. Now these were people that they were once distributor of paint. They now said, okay, why remain distributors? They began to produce paints. Today they are manufacturers. So whatever you are producing, you are selling right now, you can eventually start to what? Produce it. For example, as a teacher, right now you are producing students. In a school you are working. Tomorrow you can start producing students. If you want to start producing your student, what do? Own your school. So one thing we must always gear towards is to not just be in charge of the farm. We must learn to what? Own the farm. And business people, one of the things about business is that as your business begins to take care of itself, one of the next things you start doing is to what? Diversify. You begin to diversify. Some people begin to invest in real estate. They begin to buy properties. Some people begin to invest in agriculture. Employ people somewhere to be doing farm for them. The business is the main source of income. The rule is this: never allow the main source of income be the only source of income. And two, never allow the main source of income be the expendable income. I'll say that again. Number one, never allow the main source of income be the only source of income. Two, never allow the main source of income be the expendable source of income. What it means is that as money comes from the business, convert the money back into the business. The profit that comes from the convert is what you now spend. That is structure. So when you set up your business is running, it's sustaining itself. You are running a laundry business. Build the laundry business to the point where it can sustain itself. So now it can sustain itself. You now begin to what? Expound. You now begin to diversify. Because the Bible told us in Genesis that the streams that watered the garden was not less than three. So meaning, the will of God for a believer is that we must not have less than three sources of income. That's how I see it. Not less than how many? Three. The primary income, the business. As God blesses the business, now you can buy a house, you can build a house, build, rent a house. Now the house you've built stops you from collecting rent. And then the one you have built to rent brings money to you. So the money from rent goes to something else. And then as the building, as the work begins to go, as the progress comes, you are seeing money is coming. Begin to think, what else can I what? Put money that can generate money for me. Stability comes. And then, as that stability begins to come, you notice that like Isaac, you become very, very prosperous. The will of God for us is that our prosperity will not know bounds. So no matter what you are doing, start from somewhere. But have a structure. Tell your neighbor, have a structure. Have a structure. So all these things, read books. When you begin to read books, you know where you are going to invest your money to long term. As a young man, right now you are 25, you are 30. By the grace of God, if God blesses you with millions, what will you do with it? Buy more cars. No, you need to have something in mind. If it is real estate, start reading about real estate. People are building houses right now in all these places, spend money, build the house, sell it and make money and then buy again, sell. That's what some people are doing and they are making a lot of money. Sometimes you can buy shares, invest in companies, invest in startups. Those of you in IT, you can begin to design your own app. There are a lot of opportunities. But these opportunities will not come if you don't invest in what? In training. The next is what? Get experience. Get experience. Get experience. Get experience. You said you can plate air. You can make air. How are you boosting your experiences? You can partner with people. You can set up your own shop. You can connect with friends. If you have not even started at all, before you think of starting, go and do apprenticeship so that you can sweep office in the morning and wear suit and go and be apprentice. Obioma. Amen. Glory to God. Tell neighbor, go and volunteer. Get experience. You can fry macaroni and spaghetti, disturbing the whole neighborhood. Convert it into business. Go and be doing it in one shop. Tell your friends you are going to work in the morning, come back in the evening. If you do that for 2-3 months, you will get experience. All those your plenty salt where you they put for the bottom, you know, put them again. You make mistakes learning from others than in your own company making those mistakes, because some mistakes can be very monumental. The damage can be very catastrophic. So as young people, learn to get experience from others. Be mentored. Tell anybody, be mentored. And then number 5, practice. Practice. Do what you have learned. Practice, 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 practice. Practice. Do what you have learned. Don't be idle. Pastor, I learned a manicure some years ago, but now I'm still a student. I'm waiting. No, just practice it. Opportunities abound. You can sell. You can start. You can sell. If you are into, you want to do business, you can sell anything, but don't sell us. Don't sell our properties. You can start by selling. You have friends who sell air. They can be forwarding their picture to you, be putting it on their on your status. When people come in inbox, they want to buy. Ask your friend how much prof, how much commission. Abi, sometimes I put laptops on my system. I know they sell them. I know they my shop, but I have a group, so they post laptop. I sell laptops, so I put it on my screen, and people wants to buy, they come. I add my profit and I sell, and I make money. Glory to God. The source of income must be more than how many? Must be more than one, at least 3. Glory to God. Practice. And then second to last, learn from others. Learn from others. Learn from others. Let's be on our feet. Learn from others. Learn, learn, learn from others. Don't be an island of knowledge. Don't be isolated. Are we together? Glory to God. Glory to God. Have you gained something? And then finally, that's the last. Get feedbacks. Get feedbacks. Most people that do business that I have on my status, sometimes you just see them put their feedbacks on their screen, on their status. How many of you know, see it? Feedbacks are important. Because feedbacks helps the ability of people to recommend you. If they are not satisfied, they will not recommend you. Some feedbacks can be very, very annoying. Receive it with joy and improve. Is that okay? So whatever path you have chosen, if you have chosen business as a path, as a career path, make sure you put these structures. If you have chosen to work, even your place of work, ask for feedback. How am I coping? How am I doing this work? The goal will always be to be the best. As kingdom citizens, he said, we are the light of the world. So you are currently learning how to bake. Stand out like Daniel there. Ask questions. I told us something during KCC. Learn to delay gratification. One of the challenges people have is that when they are working for someone, they want to make money like the person. And because the money cannot be like the person, they steal the person's money. Let me tell you something. It's in scriptures. It's in scriptures. If you are working for someone, let's say you are doing business for someone, please don't steal from the person. Don't steal from the person. If you are learning trade, maybe somebody employ you in a shop, or you are learning you are working for someone, maybe in a place, maybe you are selling products, maybe phones, recharge card, a charger, or food items, or bobbin air, whatever service you are rendering for someone, and you are there to learn. I beg you in God's name, don't steal for the person. Because the moment you start stealing from the person, you have set the highest level you can get to in life. You can't go more than that person. Are you listening to me? You can't be higher than who you steal from. It's a biblical principle. Let me be sincere with you. It's a biblical principle. Stealing is very bad. You are learning business from someone. The person give you flour. Maybe 4 modules of flour. You use 2.5. You corner 1.5 to your house. Listen, if you start doing that business, you will never prosper more than that person. You have already put a lid on your life. So maybe you are hearing me and you have done that before. Go and ask God for mercy. That's why you see some people. Do you think that is everybody they release to go and start their own business that prospers? It's not everybody. Go to Owode, go and ask all the Igbo people. Some boys they released, some of them don't go back to village. They are in the village now. They worked for 5 years, some 10 years, and they gave them money. Okay, go and start your business. They only did it for 1 year. The business closed and they are back to the village. And you are wondering, what's doing them? Sometimes they are curses we bring to our life by our own hand. Be contented. You do job for your boss, 200,000 naira. Your boss gave you 200 naira recharge card. Give thanks to God. Now, do you know what will happen? When you successfully serve that boss, and God takes you out, God will raise you even more than that person. This is a principle in scriptures. So when I see Christians, you go and walk, and then you handle things anyhow. You go and say, they will not know. They will not know. They will not know. You have to sell 3 clothes. You sold one and stole the other one. Your boss came, did stock taking. He said, oh God, I don't know. I don't know what happened. You sold it to someone. Listen, you can never grow in life more than that business. The lead of that business is the lead of your growth. Until you go back to God and ask for mercy. Then you now go back to your boss. You say, oh God, when I was working for you, what did I do? I was stealing from you. Pray for me. He will now forgive you and pray for you and tell you to go and prosper. If it doesn't happen like that, that's why you see a lot of people, they are struggling because they think it's just by buying and selling. Listen, hear this. Business is a spiritual warfare. A lot of things are going behind the scene that you don't know. Never heap curse to yourself. Lift your hands and say, Father, I venture in the might of the Spirit. I venture in the might of the Spirit. Serve if you can serve. 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 Serve your boss. Serve your boss. Serve the company. Don't steal company's money. No, believers. Don't do that. Don't steal company's money. Never, never. Don't do that. Don't do that. Steal company's money. You can never go far in life. You are already putting costs, limits to your life. Go ahead and pray and say, Lord, as we venture, we put structures in place. By the help of the Spirit, I put structures in my life. I will not steal. I will not handle people's thing anyhow. How can someone employ you? You promised to resume by 7 because the person traveled. 9, the shop is still locked and you are somewhere praying in tongues. That's not the will of God for your life. If God has given you grace, that grace will help you to be disciplined. Go ahead and say, Lord, I receive grace to put structures in place. I receive grace to put structures in place.
We hope that you have been instructed and edified by the teaching from God's servant, Pastor Stephen Enoku. If you have need for more edifying teachings, you can download them from our ministry's website, www.kdclovemercy.com/sermons. For counseling, feedbacks, and should you want to support the ministry or be a partner to what the Lord is doing through us, send us a mail through kdclovemercychurch@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Keep taking charge.